But what does he mean by that?
What kind of message do I send?
Why are boys so annoying?
Finally, hooking you up with millennial dating advice. I'm your host, Heather Hopkins, and you're listening to The Hookup.
I can do like so many voices.
Hello, everyone. We are back for another week of The Hookup with Heather Hopkins. Now, I have, if you guys didn't hear the most beautiful voice that started my podcast, we have Miss Alma Lake, the professional, amazing singer in the studio. Alma, say hey.
Hello.
Oh, yes. Hi. You guys are going to be blessed with her vocal cords because, please, they need a break from me.
Oh, my gosh, honey. Thank you for having me. You're so lovely. Thank you. Guys, I love Heather.
You're so awesome. So, you were on Fox the Four. That's where people might know you from. You're also the winner of the LA Voice, and you're a YouTuber and influencer, and you're kind of like the, the better Cardi B. Right? Kind of? She posts these stories, you guys, where she's like, she does, right?
I spill the tea, I tell you. A lot of people tell me that I remind them of Cardi B just because, yeah. I really you talk have, my mind.
Well, you have like a something about you. It's different. She has the it, you guys, for sure.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Heather.
Yes, so she's fiery, she's loud, she's crazy, and she's a girl boss, this girl right here. She's a singer. You're like everything, you know? She's giving me social media tips. She's like, Heather, you gotta post at 9 a.m.
Honey, the thing is that you, in this room, like in this age,
yeah.
Women, we gotta be business women. And we gotta be all about our business. So, you know, I model. Of course, I sing. I songwrite for other artists. You know, I'm starting to get into acting.
Oh, and you are? I didn't know that. Yeah. You dance?
Oh, honey, I used to be a salsa teacher.
When? How? You're young.
I am 22, but let me tell you, I've been dancing my whole life because I'm Colombian.
Mm-hmm. I'm impressed. I'm even more impressed. You guys, Alma's like the type of girl that when I first met you, you walk into a room and you just like, you have like a presence. Like, you just know when Alma has walked into the room. She like brings her like,
Hola!
Exactly. Oh, gosh,
thank you, likewise. You're such a ray of sunshine. Like, guys, she looks like a doll.
You know? You're too nice. So, as we do every episode, I'm going to have Alma give us some wrinkle wisdom. So I need her to put on her best old lady voice and give her, your 80. You're 20. You're 22 now, but we're going to age you like many, many, many years. Like 60, 65 years. All right? Give me that voice. And give you yourself dating advice as if you were an old lady now.
Oh,
okay?
Okay. Okay, here we go. Alma.
Oh, it's a cute voice.
You know, you cannot be dating this man that don't care about you. This man that think that you are not a boss bitch.
Oh.
So, honey, if they cannot respect you, they don't deserve you. That's that. Let me take my pills. Bye.
Oh my god. That would have been.
That would have been hilarious. But yeah, I feel like that's the best I can do. I'm so weird. Oh my gosh.
What? No.
That's like my grandma. I was trying to chat with my grandma.
Here. Oh. Your grandma must be really cute. She's my backdrop. Oh, she is. Let me see. So cute. Oh, my podcast listeners are missing out.
I love my grandma. Big time.
I love it. That's awesome. I always say that when I'm an old lady, I want to like prank. You know the show Betty White's Off a Rocker?
Yeah.
That's going to be me as an old lady. Like, I'm 100% going to go prank people. I'm going to live in Laguna Beach.
Mm,
I'm going to prank people, and I don't care. I'm just going to own my age.
Can we be friends?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes, I'll go with you and prank people.
Yeah, awesome. We'll make our own show.
Let's do it, sis. Hey.
Okay, so some background, you guys, on Alma, because we're going to get into her dating life, and it's going to be really fun. So you have a new look now, and if you're my podcast listener, you're just going to have to go to my Instagram, because that's where you'll see the clips of her. Or you can go stalk her, do some stalking. You guys can see she went from being a, you know, I would say like you had like Ariel hair color, you know, like that fiery red. And now you're in this like like classy. I mean, not that you weren't classy before, but like you have like a new sort of essence. Is it essence? Essence. I like when she says essence. It better. Essence. Hi. You want me to try, guys? Oh, essence. Hi.
Okay. I cannot.
So why don't you describe what you look like now, just so we can just like, you know, give my podcasters just like a mental picture. Ready? Okay, do it in your voice.
Hi, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, go.
So this is how I look. So I have very clean, sleek.
It's like ASMR Alma style.
Oh, my gosh. It's just what? It's kind of like an ombre hair.
Yeah, it's an ombre.
It's very thick. It has layers to it. That kind of hair that you just want to lay your head on top of. Just, you know, think about butterflies and rainbows.
Oh, okay. Hey. Wow.
I love. Hi, podcast
people.
I think
she's going to find her boyfriend on my podcast.
Oh, honey.
They're all going to be like, who is this girl?
Who is she?
And your makeup is different, too, though. And your style is different. There's just something different happening.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I know.
No, thank you. It's because I've been doing a lot of changes on the inside.
Yeah.
And I wanted to portray that on the outside. So I was like, I feel like I'm not the same Alma. And therefore, I don't want my outside to look the same, you know?
Okay.
And so I wanted to reflect how I am now, which is just more grounded, you know? I'm all about my business, all about this music, you know?
Okay. I love it.
Jesus.
Yes. I love it. I think you look beautiful. You look great before, but you look so beautiful now.
Aww.
You do.
I love
you. So I say you went from like Princess Amalek to Queen Amalek. Okay. Hello. So now you guys are talking to Queen Amalek.
Bow down, bitches.
So I would like to know, you know, how this look affected your dating life. Like, did you go from like, woo, to like, oh, you want me? Chase me. Like, what happened? Like, did anything occur in the dating zone that's different now?
It was definitely a big change. Okay. I feel like guys now think that I'm like way hotter for sure.
Okay.
It's crazy because I feel like now guys look at me like completely different. They're just like, and I'm like,
you just get, like, they do, like, the double take now? They did it before?
I used to get hit, like, you know, before that. Like, people would just, like, talk to me. But I feel like with this hair, I get, like, definitely more looks.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I feel like it has changed my dating life. Like, when I see a guy, they're, like, so beautiful. And I'm like,
wow.
I'm like, you're lying. I just thought this man be liars, honey.
Wow.
If they tell you they love you, they're lying.
No. Well, right away, yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah, or what? I don't know.
Okay, we'll have to hear your opinions on this.
But it has definitely has a positive change in my
See, that's what I always wonder, like, okay, so I have blonde hair. And my mom's like, if you go to brunette, you're just not going to get the same looks, Heather. I'm like,
you're not.
Really?
You're not. I mean, your eyes will be for sure more blue.
Yeah.
But it's just like blondes have more fun, you know?
I don't know because I haven't been brunette and like I was like a teeny little awkward child when I had brunette hair. So I kind of want to do it like now.
You should do it. Why don't you get a wig instead? Don't dye your hair.
I'm scared.
Girl, get a lace.
Every time I go to a wig store, they're always like, no, you can't try on the wigs. I'm like, okay, then.
I'll take you to the best one.
Okay,
but like no, because you don't want to, because you have such a beautiful hair. Look at this. So you don't want to ruin that. Never.
Yeah,
black is hard. No.
Black is hard.
We'll get you a wig.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. 1 second. Bye, bye.
Use code Alma20.
Okay, we're back. Sorry. Okay, so yeah, it has affected your dating life. Awesome. Now, here's the thing that I always ask my guests is how your friends describe your dating life. So let's embarrass Alma. This is this part of the episode where I embarrass people. Just kidding. She sent this to me, so this is like her own.
Oh my gosh, no, don't this play the whole thing.
Oh no, I am.
Same.
Oh, I am. You did this to yourself. I mean, you didn't think I was going to use this? Absolutely. Same. Here we go.
Ain't nobody got that good time.
So I said, how do your friends describe your dating life? Here's what Miss Alma, Queen Alma said.
So my friends always have jokes about me. I don't know why I attract crazy people.
No.
Because I'm crazy, I guess. But my friends are just shocked with my story, you know, because, like, the men I run into, the last, okay, this is crazy. The last guy that I saw, he considered himself a vampire, like a cowboy vampire. That's how he described it himself. He said, yeah, I'm a cowboy vampire. It's just crazy, you know. Like, I just meet really crazy people. This other guy was dating, I think he was like a drug dealer. I don't know, but like a high profile, you know.
High
like,
profile. He was like a not dealer. A low one.
But I don't know. I was always afraid to get shot when I was young. And, you know, like, it's just crazy, you know. My life is crazy. This, if I go into it, like. That's what I'm telling you. I'm
going to
do a novella
about
my
life. As a Bokra. I'm going
to
do
some Bokra. All right, Alma. And that is the title of our... Thank you. This one is called Alma Lake, Part 1. My dating life is a telenovela.
Yes, telenovela. Dale, amiga. Me encanta para todos nuestros listeners que hablan español. Hola.
Sí.
Sí, sí, claro.
Oh.
Dale.
Barito, aquí es el día de la cara... Lara arroz con frijoles. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ah, I love it.
All right, so we heard it. So your life is a you date the crazy guys. You date, you don't know why you attract crazy. I'm the same way, I'll tell you that right now. I always say, you know, I feel like all the crazy people just find me somehow. Like, I have so many, we both have so many stories, I'm positive. Yes. And, but listen, if it's gonna happen to anyone, at least it's happening to us, right? Like, really, yeah. If these crazy people are gonna find anyone, I mean, we get to use them for stories. So.
Hi, how are you? Of course, because you get to tell your grandkids about
it. Exactly, and I love it. You know, it keeps life exciting. Just everyone crazy, come at me, bro. Or
with presents. Thank you.
With presents. So I want you to elaborate on. So that's what your friends say. Let's hear more about your thoughts. How do you think your dating life is, Miss Alma?
Well, you know, I've been doing a lot of self-love, and yep. I've been doing a lot of self-discovery. And so, therefore, I feel like I am no longer attracted to the same boys mm-hmm. I was attracted to. But
and what was the boys that you were attracted to? What does that mean?
I was always attracted to bad guys, of course.
Bad boys. We got a case of that. A lot of girls love the bad boys. My podcast. I don't know what it is.
I feel like I used to love like guys that just were just like kind they of just like
were horrible to you.
Yeah, but then they were so nice. Like when they were nice, they were so nice. But then they were
called toxic men who have usually they're narcissists where they're like up and down and the highs are so high. Yes, the highs are so high and the lows are.
I mean, welcome to Hollywood.
That's exactly what it is. It's where we're from.
Exactly. Yeah. But so the thing is that, okay, I stopped dating bad boys.
Okay.
Right? And so I was like, you know what? I'm done with this relationship thing. Like, this ain't even worth it. Like, it's not worth my time, not worth my tears. Hell no. Not uh-huh. worth the songs.
Uh-huh.
You know? And so I was just like, I'm not going to date. But hey, plot twist. You know? I always be doing the wrong thing.
Oh, so you keep going for them?
So,
no, she goes for, like, the crazy, creepy guys who love her so much instead, right? What?
Crickets. No.
What?
No. So, I think that they're nice at first.
Uh-huh.
But then it turns out, plot twist, they're actually really evil and liars.
Oh.
And, like, pathological liars, yeah.
Oh, so he's still bad boys. So, it hasn't changed.
Yeah. I met a good boy, but I didn't like him.
Why? I met a good boy, but I didn't like him. Okay, why? Why, Alma?
I wasn't attracted to him, like, you know, like, physically.
Yeah.
And not only that, but I just...
You need the oomph.
I need the fire, you know? And he was so nice, like, you breathe, die for me. And that's good, but...
But it doesn't keep us around.
I don't know. He was a Virgo.
I don't follow that stuff, but I do. I think we have such exciting lives alone.
Exactly.
We do.
Exactly.
So for someone to come in and like really us be into it, they better be one heck of a person. Okay?
Oh, honey.
And I get bored so easily. Oh. So it's like, so it's so hard to find, but you'll know when you know. You know when you know.
And you know what's crazy? You know the first minute you kind of meet them, you're like.
But not always.
Not always,
because sometimes that feeling comes with the bad guy, and we don't want to do that anymore, Alma. It's true, though.
Like, I definitely do not. No, sis, I've learned my lesson.
Yeah. Okay, so, ready? I got a good terrible joke. All my listeners want to know about Alma's dating life. Did you get it? All my listeners.
Ah! That is hilarious. All my listeners. Hello. Oh, you're so funny.
I'm like the queen. My show is like all about being uncool, you know.
Oh my gosh. But you're so cool. No. I love it.
So we want to know about your dating life. This is where we get like into the nitty gritty and we hear like the real. Okay.
Real.
So let's break it down.
Let me break it down for you again. You know, I only said it because I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gem, baby girl.
I didn't even sign up for this, and she's doing it for free? So how much should I pay you for this?
Oh, honey. Everything for free. Honey. Just for you.
Okay.
Otherwise, pay me. Venmo me. Cash me. PayPal me. Checks. Direct deposit.
All right, Miss Alma. Why do you think that you're not in a relationship now? What's the deal?
I am...
Here we go. Cardi B is coming in. She's coming in.
I love to. I've always done that, though. It's a thing in the Latin culture.
Oh, okay.
So it's definitely like Latin people, we always do like. Okay. Like,
got it.
But yeah, but she doesn't. So I feel like I've been investing on my career a lot. You know, I'm always in the studio or just like at a photo shoot.
Yep.
You know, just working on a project, whether it's with great talented women that I believe in or just other creatives that I really believe in. And so I really just don't got the time to sit down and have a conversation with somebody that could be a potential lover at the moment in my life.
Yeah.
And therefore, I don't have the time for it. And that's why I'm single, you know?
Yeah, I feel that.
But I'm always open to the possibility about love.
What's happening?
The thing is that I control my time so much that every hour I have an alarm to remind me like an hour has passed by.
All right, boss lady, you guys, let's take the boss tip. Okay, that was free too. We got a lot of free nuggets for you in this episode. Anyways, back to the program. So great. So you're busy. You don't have time to meet. You don't have time to like even go on the first date. Right?
Not really. Yeah. It takes a lot for me to go on a date with somebody.
Got it. I agree. I'm in the same boat.
Takes a lot.
What was your first boyfriend like?
Oh, he was just the sweetest baby.
Oh, I love him.
I love him. Felipe.
Felipe, honey. Right? We love you.
Felipe, if you are watching this, he was so sweet. Let me tell you.
What happened to him?
He used to, too nice for me.
Sweet. Oh, so you broke it off because it was too nice? But was it your first love or no?
It was my first love.
Okay, hold on. So you fell in love, but then you decided he was too nice? How did that happen?
Well, I kind of fell in love, but my first love was Lies. He was a very toxic man.
Oh, okay. But
moving on. But Felipe, he was the most beautiful Pisces man. He would bring me chocolates, write me letters, buy me CDs, buy me movies.
Is there any potential to go back to Mr. Felipe?
We're different people, but we're still friends.
With different people. What do you mean?
I mean, I like different men now. You know, I like a man. I like a man.
So. Okay, I see.
But we're different people, but we still keep in touch. And my first boyfriend has been one of the sweetest guys I've ever dated.
Good. Oh, Felipe, shout out. Now, what was your last boyfriend like?
Well, that's a whole nother story.
Okay, we don't like him. Okay, moving on.
Yeah. His name was Lars. He was Swedish.
Okay.
Oh, but you know, he looked like a Swedish high fashion model.
Was he like the blonde?
Blonde, tall. Green eyes, tall.
Okay. Yeah. I know the look.
No, he was.
Was he a smooth talker?
Yes. He was a Pisces as well.
Did you like that? The smooth talking?
I love it. He was so cool. He's very serious. He never talks or anything.
I don't like that. You don't like guys who don't talk? She's like, just shut up.
Just shut up. Just let me do the talking.
Okay, bye-bye.
No, I love them, but I just, to me, I like guys that compliment me because I'm very crazy. So I like a nice guy that is just cool. I like cool guys.
Okay. Just like calm and collected. So that's the next question was, well, what's your type? So your type is calm and collected. And do you like blondes? Would you say that's your type?
Here's the deal.
What?
I really don't have a type.
Oh.
I really.
Are you sure? Is there a like certain look that makes you go,
Yeah, you're not taking care of how you look.
Wait, so you like that makes you go,
No, oh, I thought like,
oh no, like, oh, because my sound effects were wrong.
Oh, sorry, okay. I thought like disgusting.
No,
sorry. Something that makes me go, is when a guy is so confident.
Like, so confidence.
I like confidence. I like positive men. I like, you know, when you meet like men that are radiant, that's what I like.
But so
I
also like you. You like yourself. This girl is like the most confident girl ever. She's like, what? Hey! You don't know anyone here, Alma. I know! Hey, what's up? Alma.
Honey, you gotta walk that room.
Okay.
Walk that room.
Bye. More free tips.
Lay it. Walk it like you talk it.
Walk it like you talk it.
Mm.
Okay, we can't go anymore. Otherwise,
we'll get copyright. Oh, sure. Copyright, honey.
Respect the singers. Okay, so let's see. What's next? Okay, why do you think there are more singles than ever before? What's the deal with that? I want to hear your opinions.
Social media. Social media is a big part of it, especially because our attentions are just so short. You know, like, it's like you can go on the internet and find somebody so quick.
Yep.
So people are just like, you know, it's just a swipe right on Tinder.
Yeah.
You know?
The options, the pool is like
the options,
overflowing.
Exactly. And so I feel like people have so many options, so many options that they have a hard time just
deciding.
Committing to one person because they think, oh, I'm going to miss out on all these other people.
It's true.
That's how it is, honey.
It is very, very true. And do you prefer dating just one person and see where it goes, or do you date multiple people until you make a decision? Like, do you believe in mantourage dating? Because that is like a thing in the dating world where you have lots of men, and they say that because you have lots of men, you're like not necessarily like putting everything in the one guy's basket, so you tend to do better at dating. So would you say you're more of a mantourage dater, or you date one person and you see how it goes, and if it doesn't work out, then you date another person?
I'm just going to say something.
What?
I moved really fast with my business, and I moved the same way about guys. You know, let me tell you, I turned that page.
You know what you want.
Real quick.
Real quick,
and I know what you want. And if you are not providing what I want, block, delete it.
Oh, you block them.
Oh, honey, I block them. I block them everywhere.
She's like, oh, honey, I block them. I fight them, I block them, and
I don't even fight them. I just block them. That's it. You don't think I'm a queen? You blocked. That's it. You don't think I'm a queen?
And this is why I brought Alma into the
studio. You take 2 days to reply? You blocked. That's it. Oh, honey, no. You cannot get in touch with me. That's it. You blocked. You canceled.
Okay.
You don't even disturb my words, so I just blocked you.
Okay. That's it.
You can Google me, though. Okay. Check out my life. My Instagram is private. Create another account. Hey, no color ID?
Wow. All right. Okay. I think you had boyfriends at the beginning of this, and now they're all scared.
Honey,
now, you know what you want, and you know you don't waste your time. You know, you just
time is money.
Do you date? That's true. Your time is very valuable. That's what I learned. I'm like, when people are like, let's hang out, and they're not people that I even see. Like, I don't connect with. I'm like, well, I'm sorry. I'm not gonna waste my time.
Why?
I have other things to do. Now, do you date multiple people at a time?
She's trying to get that question, honey.
You
know, I'm also a businesswoman that likes to put many eggs in different baskets.
Yeah.
So let's just say I put my eggs in different baskets.
I
feel like, because men, you know, men,
yeah.
Honey, they text in 10 other people. While they texting you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you think you're the only one they texting?
No.
That's a good joke. No, honey. So if guys don't do it, why would you do it? Keep your options going, you know? And I would say whichever you like the most, make a priority. Yeah. And then the other ones, you just keep on the low, low.
Yeah, have fun. That's the thing. People don't realize, like, it's okay to just date someone just for fun. Like, just to, like, have fun with someone, you have fun with them. You don't need to marry everyone. Like, you don't need to see yourself marrying everyone, you know?
No.
You'll know when the right one hits. You'll know. And in the meantime, have fun.
In the meantime, focus on your career.
Exactly.
Be driven. Mm-hmm. Accomplish all the things you want to by 30 so you don't owe nothing to nobody and you can get your life together so you can bless the people around you.
More free tips from Alma. You guys, this is just an invaluable episode. I mean, you guys are all growing rich from your ear by the second. Now, question, Alma. Would you relocate for love? Like, let's say the love of your life is down in China. Are you moving for him?
I mean, the love of my life is my career. So it's just like, relocate on tour, you mean? Like, to go on tour.
So no.
No. Hashtag no. Hell no.
Hell no.
Oh, honey, I have to be hypnotized.
Would you do long distance?
I've done it.
Oh, and?
No.
That was easy.
Yeah.
And why no? Why no?
Because time zones are really hard. You know, it's very, very hard to be on this because it's morning for them and then it's night for you. And you have completely opposite moves, like moods, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So
opposite mood. I never thought about that. So, I'm like, I hate when people call me in the early morning. That's like my, do not call me before 8 a.m. That is my least favorite thing. My mom does it all the time. Shout out, Mom. I know you're listening.
Same mom. Thank you.
But you're in a completely different, especially if they're in a different time zone at night. I'm like, yeah, hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? But then if they called me and it was 8 a.m. for me, I'd be like, nope.
Yeah.
Not down.
Yeah, not only that, but it's just like, it's hard. Like, to me, like, I love, you know, just, I'm Latina.
Yeah.
You know, I'm Colombian. Yeah. We like touch. And I just feel like the fact that you're not able to, like, see them, touch them, like, it's a no-no. It's a no-brainer, as Justin Bieber will say.
Yeah. It's a no-brainer. Okay. What's your love language, Alma? Touch?
I feel like it's definitely, acts of service, you know. I definitely, I love it when somebody sacrifices, like, you know, their time to, like, get me a little, you know, present that they think I would like. So it's definitely, like, I love when people, like, give me, like, little presents that I'm not expecting. That's, like, definitely my love language.
Okay.
And, you know.
Gifts.
Gifts.
See, I'm not a gift girl.
No.
I actually get sort of uncomfortable.
You do?
I don't know why. I'm always like even if it's flowers, I'm just like, thank you.
I mean, not first date, but like,
I know. Like, it's nice, but I just don't, I always feel bad because I don't have anything to give back at the moment, and it just makes me feel.
But it's not about what you give back. It's about the intention that you put into, like.
I know. No, I know.
I don't have to give a gift.
I love to give gifts.
Ooh,
but
nice.
But I always like get, when people give me stuff, I'm like, I don't know what to do. I want to give it back, and I don't have anything right now.
I feel like you should take it. Receive it. God is blessing you.
I know.
You know, God is blessing you with, like, this, so take it and be thankful.
Yeah. Oh, look, almost giving me advice. Let's talk more about me.
I love
Do you think guys who don't pay on the first date are cheap?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that was easy. Yes. I agree. I always say the same thing in my podcast. I go, we're going to have to push babies out one day, and you guys don't. So you can pay for a girl's dinner every once in a while. Okay, bye-bye.
So, yeah, no, honey,
don't waste
your time.
What is the craziest thing a guy has done to get your attention?
The craziest thing a guy has done to get my attention?
The craziest thing. I'm sure you've gotten crazy DMs. What's the craziest?
I've gotten a lot of people to propose to me, like, to get married.
Right away.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't need to know any information. Just
nothing.
Marriage.
Let me see. I have some really crazy things like this done. I've had people straight up pull up, like, in the middle of, like, traffic, just, like, shut down their car and, like, talk to me. They're like, you're the love of my life.
Oh,
I just,
my gosh.
I needed to tell you that. And I'm like,
Oh my god.
Thank you so much. I'm running late. You can go back to your car.
Oh, because you live right on, like, a main street, and so you walk on there all the time.
On Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember one time I was riding with my mom, and some guys were next to us holding, they made a sign with their number on it, and they're holding it, and they're like, they're screaming. And my mom was like, oh my gosh.
They wanted to get your attention?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
So they like found a paper and they're like screaming, trying to get my attention, holding it up in the window. Yep, good times.
This man be crazy for Heather, I tell you. This blonde hair got them going, honey.
Oh gosh! What's the best gift you've gotten for a guy? And then what's the best gift a guy's gotten for you? Since you're a gifty gal.
I know. I love giving gifts, like big time. I'm a very like I live by generosity 24/7.
Good.
So I made this thing for my ex-boyfriend. I made him a CD with our favorite songs, and I even designed like the artwork.
Now, did
the
you
CD.
Sing this?
And I wrote him a song. I wrote him a song that I included. It's not anywhere. I just put it on the CD for him.
I want to hear.
Maybe
like special bonus part of this episode.
Stars shining, but yeah, I wrote a very romantic song to him. I did the artwork. And not only that, but I wrote him a letter. And I also painted this big, like, thing for us. And that was, like, a whole combo.
One time. Sorry.
Tell
not
me.
To, like.
No, tell me.
So, when I was breaking up with my first love.
Yes.
I was like, okay, I'm graduating school. We're done, you know, on this date. So, I made a date. And then I put together, like, a movie of our favorite memories. And I just, like, played it as we were breaking up. And I was
Wait, what? That guy's traumatized.
I thought it was, like, a good idea at the time. I was like, oh, well, look, we had so many good times.
Didn't your mom stop you?
Well, I didn't tell my mom. Like, I brought him up. He came to my house. I was like, okay, this is the breakup date. You know, here, get over to my house. And I was there, and I was like, hey, before we separate, I have a trailer of our time together.
Sis, you crazy. You such an actress. She was just like, you know what?
We sat there and we're like just sad together. And then I was like, all right, so it's over. Watch the laptop and we left. Girl, yeah, good times.
You wild.
Really good
heck.
Idea, Heather.
You just want to be a filmmaker, don't you?
Yeah, that's it.
Straight up.
Sorry, but
direct, produce, act on all your movies, honey. Make that coin. Matter of fact, be an executive producer on it.
There we go.
If you really want to make that money.
Okay, more tips from Alma. Got more.
Let's go.
Let's see. A guy has gotten for you now. What's the craziest gift?
The craziest gift, my ex-boyfriend gave me $3,000.
I was about to say some sneakers for me, but, oh, okay, $3,000, I'll go. For what?
He said he loved me, and he said that he didn't want me to worry about paying rent, and so, not only that, but he gave me a bass, two guitars, a guitar amp that was like $900 to sell.
What happened to this man?
Bad
boy, we don't like him.
No, this was Lars. The Swedish guy.
Oh, okay.
We have a crazy story.
What does Lars do?
He's a business.
Young
businessman, I guess.
Okay.
He lives in Italy now.
Oh, okay. So I was gonna say, I mean, you guys, $3,000. Let's all DM him.
He was actually trying to get me back, you know.
Oh, so you could have relocated for love?
Well, he told me to move to Italy, to Milano.
You wouldn't. But hell no.
you already know. But yeah. And and he gave me guitar cases, like everything.
Oh boy.
Everything.
All right. What's the best summer date spot? Because summer's coming up. These people want to know what to do.
Okay, write this down.
Okay. Oh, here we got more tips.
El Matador Beach
in
Malibu. They have a restaurant and a cave. Okay, by the ocean. Have you seen it?
Uh-huh.
Honey, if you take her there, take him there, yours or hers for life. That's it. That's it. That's the best spot. You know, it's classy. It's intimate.
You know, actually, I'm pretty sure one of my boyfriends, we said, I love you there on the beach there. I'm pretty sure that happened.
I went with Lars. So, yeah.
So that happened to you on that beach? I love you beach? I can't say it like him. I'll try. El matador.
El matador.
El matador.
You got it. Well, you know, this was more into a relationship, so by this time we were just living our best love lives.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know when you're just in love? Mm-hmm. I miss it. Now I'm in love with my career.
Good. Exactly. What's your most embarrassing dating moment?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I met this guy. Mm-hmm. The moment he opened that mouth, I knew I had to run.
What happened?
He just has like this really weird, like thick kind of accent.
I can't do accents.
Yeah, but it's accent.
Like for you, like I can't date someone with an accent because I have a thing where I like copy them the whole time. So if they say they want like pancakes, I'm like, oh yeah, you want pancakes? And I don't even realize I'm doing it.
Yeah, so this guy, it was at El Compadre. Have you been to El Compadre?
Oh, El Compadre, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But on Sunset Boulevard, let me tell you, I pretended I was sick as heck. I was like...
Wait, in the middle of the date almost?
Before the date.
So you get to him...
So I get to the date late, 30 minutes late. I get to the date 30 minutes late. And then when I meet him, I realize that I don't even want to be there.
Uh-huh.
And so I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to leave. And so I was like, you know what? I think I need to go to the bathroom. He's like a bad salmon. And so I go to the bathroom, take like 5 minutes, order my Lyft, because I'm like, heck, I don't even want to see him. So I went to the bathroom, I ordered the Lyft, and when the Lyft was right away, like outside, I was like, oh, you know what? I gotta go home. And I pretended like I was about to vomit so he'll get away from me. And so he's like, are you okay? Are you okay? And I'm like,
this actress here.
And the Oscar goes to. Thank you. I want to thank the Academy. But let me tell you. So I was like full on pretending that I was going to vomit.
And what did he do?
He left me alone. He was like, I hope you get better. Blocked him. Bye. I got into my lips and I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, oh, thank you.
Wow. I don't think I've ever left a date early like that. Well, I mean, I've when it's over, I've, like, ended it fast. But I've never, like...
Well, I knew
I've never not gone into the date. I've never been like, oh, my God. Like, I've never done that. But that's a good one. Did he eat there, I wonder, after alone? Or what happened? I want to know what happened afterwards.
I don't even know.
We'll have to find him somewhere.
I don't care. But...
I do.
But let me tell you, but after, you know why I left also? That was my first time, actually. That was the first time I did that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also because at the moment I was seeing this guy that I really liked. Mm-hmm. You remember the high-profile G person?
Oh, the high-profile drug dealer? Him?
He wasn't a drug dealer. He actually has his own business, like, with...
drugs.
With, like, cannabis.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Which is legal now, you know, in the United States and in California. But he did, I don't know if I should say this, he did go to jail and he had seven shots. He had seven shots in his body.
I don't know if I should say, he did go to jail. Yeah, he's actually.
Not only that, but he had the tattoo of a huge tattoo of a female angel with a gun behind his back.
And while you were with him, he had this.
Yeah.
And you were into it. She was. Look at her face. She was like, yeah, baby. It's going to be me one day. Bang, bang.
Shut up. I think it was a blood, to be honest.
A what?
A blood.
A blonde?
Blood. Like blood, you know, like you know the gang?
No. Oh, a blood. Oh, blood.
A blood, yeah.
This
blood.
Oh, one of these. Oh, I did poop.
How do you? I don't know. I don't even know. But I don't even know. He had like blood, like God's son.
Oh.
You know, he was like, only God can judge me.
And I would like to know how you met this person, and I want to know some background on him. But just screw these questions. Let's hear about it.
No, this is crazy. No, no, no.
Okay. I want to hear. How did you meet
this guy? Too crazy.
Oh, I need to know. Now I really need to know. Just tell us now.
I was actually at Trader Joe's.
Oh, is this like the real story, or is this the Trader Joe's or Trader Joe's? Which one? She's like, I was actually at, give me any story. At Trader Joe's. Where were you?
Let's skip this part.
What were you in the freezer section at Trader Joe's? And Angel Blood Boy was
there. Oh my gosh, there's no.
What was he? What?
Sample
section. He was getting the free coffee. So were you bumped into each other?
Exactly. Yeah, okay, let's keep it at that.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome.
For the safety of our listener. Mm-hmm. My love is crazy, guys.
All right. So if you want to know the real story, go ahead and DM Alma. I'm going to do that later.
Please.
What's your biggest turn-ons and turn-offs? So we know you like guns with the ladies on the back. Bless God's son. High-profile drug dealers. Swedish men. Turn-offs now.
I don't. Actually, I am not attracted to this kind of people, actually. At first, when I met him, he told me he was in the music business and that he was a music manager.
Some people lie.
He lied. They're pathological liars.
Because these men are, they know that if they say that, if you say, oh yeah, I'm in music, they're like, oh yeah, me too. Oh yeah, how funny. Exactly. Love me.
Exactly. They try to let you know how they can help you, but they actually are never going to help you. Even Lana Del Rey said it. All the men that wanted to get with me and said that they were going to help me in my career never helped me. It was the people that truly believed in me and my goddamn self. Mm-hmm. That helped my career. So this is a tip, and you better listen for this. If a man tells you that they gonna help your career, know that they lying, and they just wanna get that pussy. That's the real tea. That's the real tea. There at least is. In LA.
More free nuggets from Alma.
Or in LA. Or Miami.
Yeah. All over. All over the world.
Yes. Yeah. Especially here. But yeah. But I'm attracted, actually, I know that's one of the questions, so let's keep going.
Yeah, turn-ons and turn-offs.
Yeah.
That was the question.
I'm sorry, there's like something here.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it's the feathers from my
cat. Oh, you're allergic? Yeah, guys, anyone listening to my podcast, this girl has a feather, like, boa jacket shawl on, and it's something. I mean, it is sexy.
Let's talk about love. Let's talk about you.
See, I wish I could just talk like, let's talk about love.
Oh my gosh, I'm dead.
No, I'm dead.
Okay, turn offs. Cheap people,
okay.
Cheap people. People with no manners. Mm-hmm. People that are not polite. People that don't care for other people. People that don't treat good waitresses, you know, Lyft drivers.
Okay.
Just anybody. You know, I like, those are really strong turn offs. Definitely if you think you're better than other people, major turn off.
Bye.
Satanist. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, just the Satanist classic
scene. I have a great story about that.
Oh, well, next episode, you guys, she's sharing her craziest dating stories. So this is going to be something. Okay. Turn-offs. I feel like we went through a lot of them.
Yeah.
Where do you see yourself 5 to 10 years from now?
I didn't say the turn-ons.
Okay.
I did the turn-offs.
Okay. Turn-ons.
Generous. Generous, honey, with a capital G.
Uh-huh.
Loving, caring, empathetic people. Loving, caring, funny.
Funny is important.
Funny. A funny man is everything. Mm-hmm. Love funny men. Mm-hmm. Big time.
Agreed. Now, where do you see yourself 5 to 10 years from now?
Oh, honey.
Making that coin. I didn't know she was going to say that.
Of course. Well, I see myself with my empire.
Okay.
I see myself with my Amalek empire. I am definitely first and foremost an artist, you know, a recording artist, a performer, and music, it is my main thing. But I also see myself doing a lot of things, you know, having my makeup line. I definitely want to have my clothing brand. I definitely want to open up a couple of my salons. And I also see myself working with the UN because I love giving back. You know, I see myself helping other women, being an activist, and just putting my hands on a lot of things to impact the community for the best.
Oh, boy. All right. Yep, so you guys will definitely hear from her in the next Founded Down Years. You'll see her everywhere. So
billboard.
You know, you kept my podcast very spicy today. Mm. And you know, usually we do like 20 minutes, but I think we kept these people's attention span for like a good 40 minutes because that's where we're at right now. So since we're so long into this episode, we have to keep the people on their toes and keep them coming back for next week if they want to know more about, you know, what you think about different dating situations. Now, this is where you guys heard from Alma's brain. Now, we're going to hear her kind of giving advice to other people. Mm-hmm. So, that's going to be next week. But in the meantime, they want to stalk you. I know that. So, they want to know. They want to put a face to what they're hearing. So, why don't you drop your Instagram, your Twitter, your YouTube. Tell them everything that they need to find on you before they listen to what you're going to say next week.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you so much for having me, my love.
Of course.
You're amazing.
No, thank you.
Thank you. And so everybody can go right ahead and follow me at @AlmaLake_Lake on Instagram. You can follow me on Twitter at @itsAlmaLake. And you know, best thing for you to do, just Google my name, Alma Lake. And find my music on all streaming platforms as well. Because, I mean, honey, put a voice to the face.
She's all over. Yes. So, guys, next week, trust me, you don't want to miss it. We got Alma Lake back again. And in the meantime, make sure that you're commenting. Alma gives me social media tips. So she always says, spam me with comments. tell them what to do. Tell them how to grow my...
Okay. So, okay. Pretty much you got to wake up early around 9, post about it. Put a good location, then put really good hashtags.
So at 9 o'clock when you guys see my posts, that's because Alma told me to. So what should they do next? They should spam me with comments.
They should spam you with comments with flames, hearts, diamonds.
Okay.
You know, let Heather know how much you love her, how fine she is.
And if you do flames and hearts and things, I'll know you listen to this episode. Like if you spam me with that, I'll know. So let's see how devoted you are.
Yes. Yes, I know you're devoted.
If you guys enjoyed the show, please show your love by leaving a review on iTunes. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope that you have the most amazing week.